With just under 9 months to go before the next provincial election, BC residents are still primarily worried about housing, poverty and homelessness. It is the most important issue facing the province for 39% of British Columbians, unchanged since September 2023, followed by healthcare, 22%, unchanged, the economy and jobs, 17%, up 5 points, crime and public safety, 5%, down 1 point, and the environment, 4%, down 2 points. At least 2 in 5 British Columbians aged 18 to 34 and aged 35 to 54, 45% and 40%, respectively, select housing, poverty and homelessness as their main priority. The results are more nuanced among their counterparts aged 55 and over, where 35% select healthcare as the main challenge. When it comes to casting ballots, the level of undecided voters fell from 18% in September to 13% this month. The brand confusion that was supposedly affecting one opposition party and benefiting another appears to have died down. The governing BCNDP remains in first place among decided voters at 46%, down 2 points, followed by the Conservative Party of BC, 25%, up 6 points, BC United, 17%, down 3 points, the BC Green Party, 11%, down 1 point, and other parties and independent candidates, 2%, up 1 point. The NDP are clearly ahead in Metro Vancouver, 47%, and Vancouver Island, 52%, and hold a 10-point advantage over the Conservatives in Southern BC, 37% compared to 27%. The race is closer in the Fraser Valley, 39% to 32% in favor of the New Democrats, and is a statistical tie in Northern BC, 40% for the Conservatives, 39% for the NDP. BC United begins the election year in a perilous position, with low support in the former BC Liberal strongholds of the Fraser Valley, 21%, and Southern BC, 17%. Only 41% of British Columbians who voted for the BC Liberals in the pandemic election of 2020 under Andrew Wilkinson, the weakest showing for the party in any provincial democratic process, are staying with BC United in 2024. Practically the same proportion of previous BC Liberal voters, 38%, say they will vote for the BC Conservatives if an election were held today. For the BC Greens, the current numbers are also problematic. The party has only won seats in Vancouver Island, where it currently stands at 17%, practically tied with the BC Conservatives, 16%, and BC United, 15%. In addition, fewer than 1 in 20 British Columbians currently cite the environment as their main concern. The approval rating for Premier David Eby stands at 53% this month, up 1 point. The three main opposition leaders remain significantly behind. BC Greens' Sonia Furstenau at 34%, down 2 points, BC Conservatives' John Rusted at 32%, up 7 points, and BC United's Kevin Falcon at 31%, up 2 points. While more than half of British Columbians, 54%, up 3 points, say they would, definitely, or, probably, consider casting a ballot for the BCNDP, the proportions are lower for the BC Conservatives, 41%, up 4 points, the BC Greens, 34%, down 1 point, and BC United, 33%, up 1 point. Success in the battle for the centre-right vote may ultimately be defined by age. The polling is significantly better for the BC Conservatives among voters aged 18 to 34, 52%, than for BC United, 35%. On the voting question, BC United is doing better among voters aged 55 and over, 27%, with the BC Conservatives at 19%. This partly explains why healthcare, the main issue for the province's oldest adults, has been the focus of BC United's statements in recent days. The notion of a pre-election merger between BC United and the Conservatives is backed by 32% of British Columbians, unchanged. Those who plan to vote for BC United in 2024 are more supportive of a deal, 56%, than those who intend to cast a ballot for the BC Conservatives, 48%. The current BC political scenario recalls recent elections in two Canadian provinces. when opposition parties are unable to reach 30%, as was the case in 2022 in Ontario and Quebec. The sentiment for change, big or small, has clearly failed to bring voters under one credible alternative to the party in power. The next months will be crucial for the BC Conservatives and BC United in their efforts to become that voice. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. Results are based on an online study conducted from January 22-24, 2024 among 800 adults in BC. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in BC. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.